Here with me is Corey Cart. He is with the Finder Binder Agricultural Media Directory. And Corey, I understand that you have that directory put together now.
We do. We have completed all the research, and the first edition is out. We just completed our pre-sales phase around the middle of October and are really gearing up to start really pushing it as far as getting it into the hands of, you know, PR practitioners, advertising professionals that can use this guide to help them contact media or advertising sources of their choice.
So do you already have it in print?
It is. They're finishing up the first print run as we speak. And one thing to note is, you know, a lot of people have asked us, you know, well, it's a printed directory. Are you only doing it annually? It is the only completely comprehensive directory of its kind that is continually updated. And the people who, instead of just saying we're selling you a Finder Binder, we're actually asking you to subscribe to it. And with that purchase price up front, the subscription price, you get updating newsletters every other month. So starting in December, then every other month thereafter, you'll get an updating newsletter that will tell you everything, every person that's moved to new company, changed positions, new email addresses, phone numbers, and we stay in constant contact with the media who are listed in it so we can keep that information current for our subscribers.
Great. Well, what kind of response did you have from the media in terms of, you know, getting their listings in and creating and updating them for you?
We had tremendous response. We have a little over 1,500 media outlets, and of those 1,500 media outlets, we are somewhere in the neighborhood of about 2,800 individual contacts within those outlets. And the outlets that are listed had to have at least 51% or more of their coverage had to be directed towards some subject that was agricultural related. And we also, that included, you know, of course, all the print, newspaper, television, you know, radio, all your broadcast mediums, but it also included online mediums as well. So, you know, people just as yourself and anybody that we could find that has, you know, a online magazine or a blog or anything dedicated, you know, the majority of their coverage dedicated to agriculture is listed. So we had a tremendous response. We were very, very excited. We were being new. We weren't sure, you know, how well it would be received, but since the listings were completely free, of course, that wasn't an issue. But also, one of the things that's great for our subscribers is we also don't omit anyone. So should a media outlet call us and say, you know, we just really don't want to be listed, we don't want to get bombarded with press releases, we'll work with them. We still list them. We'll work with them, and maybe they can't request to be omitted from it. So it's very comprehensive. That's one of the things that really kind of sets us apart from other people is it's free to be listed in it. It is not membership based, so you don't have to be a member of any certain particular organization to be listed in our media directory, and you can't request to be removed from it. So for the advertising and PR people who use it, it becomes the most comprehensive guide of its kind.
Great. So if somebody wants one, what do they have to do?
Very simple. You can call and purchase one over the phone with your credit card, or we can invoice you. Sandy LaMonaco is always ready to take a phone call, and you can reach her at 405-759-3373, or you can purchase them online directly through our website. When we talked last time, our website wasn't up yet, but you can go to our website and see a sample page. You can see the reasons why, you know, great reasons why people have begun subscribing to it. You can see some testimonials that have already come in. And that our website is Agri, A-G-R-I, Finder Binder, so it's FinderBinder.com. So just AgriFinderBinder.com.
Great. And let's see, anything else that people should know about right now that we didn't touch on?
Well, we're now that we have this one out the door, we're starting to complete we're about halfway through the research phase, you know, because in the spring we're hoping to release a Canadian version of it. And we have a lot of Canadian agricultural media outlets that we're working with right now. And so that'll be an add-on to this particular directory. And then also, one thing that I want to know is when we talked to you before, you know, we were talking about, you know, the price of it's $195, and that's for the annual subscription. So it's really a great price for what it is. And at that time, I wasn't expecting the response to our research to be so great, but we had such an overwhelming response to outlets wanting to be put into this that it is going to end up being a two-binder set if we don't have to go into a third binder. And then keep in mind that it also comes to you on CD, so you can just load all your media contacts straight into your computer. And then hopefully by this time next year, we'll be fully online as far as you'll be able to go into our website and you'll be able to use some different search filters to get just the exact group of media you want, and then also be able to distribute your press releases directly from that website.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for bringing us up to date and look forward to seeing one myself, actually, and because I think we certainly would have an application for it, and we'll hope you a lot of success. I want to keep in touch with you on this.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.